2022 budget request. Everything is pretty much equivalent from last year, with the exception of a couple things. My salary, what I did is I used to get the medical insurance buyout, but now I don't get that anymore because I have the city insurance. So I just added that back into part of my salary, with the idea of all the excess stuff that we got to do here in the next year. So that's an increase for me. The part-time code officers are staying the same. The part-time clerk is actually a decrease from last year. Mr. Delaney, before he retired, he was actually up at a longevity rate, where the current clerk is starting out, you know, at the beginning phase. We go down to the O2 Hart line, which is basically the vehicle and gas and maintenance of the vehicle. We didn't increase that at all. You know, I think we're in the same boat as everybody with the vehicles. Age is starting to get to it. This particular vehicle, it appears to be running okay, but it's starting to rust out and so forth. So I guess we address that as we go. I didn't put one in for the budget, just because I don't think this department's ever had a brand new vehicle. I think we usually get anything that's in decent shape from other departments. Or down the road, maybe we look at a new used or something from a car dealership. But when we get to that, you know, I don't know the best way to approach that other than just leave it where it's at. And that's basically for our maintenance and our gas. We just put an exhaust system on this car for a little over $300. Because the muffler fell apart on us. So the vehicle, I pretty much left them all. Materials and supplies. And again, as I was explaining to Tom before the mayor and Heather had signed on, my proposal is still in a box somewhere packed. And I can get it to me on the computer, but the worksheet I had isn't on the computer. So sorry about that. So if I remember right, my material supply had increased a little bit, and mainly because we just had to replace a computer for emergency replacement. And then one of our next computers was purchased along that same timeline, that the one that just broke. So after talking to Joe Vining, that other computer that we have isn't much life left in that one either. So this year I budgeted for it. That's in the budget proposal as part of our materials and supplies. Everything else there is pretty standard stuff that we've been, you know, pays for our bills as far as office equipment. One thing is that did come out of that line, which we used to pay for, was our internet service, which now, if you notice down into the next line, the telephone and internet's together. We just went through that with Mid-Hudson Cable. It's $2,300 roughly for the whole year. It come out to be combined telephone and internet. It is $138 for the year together. And then there was a $51 additional fee for the connection, which we already paid. So that's there for the whole year, and that'll cover both telephone and internet. And of course, our cell phone is factored into that as well. Building expense, that's a new line for our department. That's the lease here for our new office at $2,000 a month for the whole year. It'd be $24,000. And then, of course, our 460 line, which is our training for the three code officers. We're unsure what's going to happen with that this year. We're still waiting, obviously, due to COVID restrictions. Last year, they didn't have any in-person training available because of COVID. So we're unsure where we're going to be at with that this year. we're having a hard time with the training right now. We still have to get some of our hours where before we used to go to the conference and get all 24 hours at one shot. That way we were covered for the year. Right now, I only have, I believe, 10 hours. I'm scheduled for another 9, plus I'm scheduled for a energy compliance course I'm going to take here at the end of the month. We haven't seen any fees with them yet, but we don't know what's going to happen next year. We're waiting for a response back from our NASBOC unit and from the state code council to see where we're going to end up for training requirements. We're all hoping that we're back to going to the conference and things of that nature, because in-person conferences are always much better education than trying to do these things, you know, webinars online. So it's there. It's the same as what it would be, you know, if like last year. I don't anticipate it, but again, who knows what they do, if it does increase or not. And if it does, you know, we'll come back to you at that point. So the total increase for the year is $165,137.99. And a big expense of that increase is due to the building expense that we didn't have before. And again, I apologize because I don't even have last year's budget in front of me. So I don't know the difference over and above the $24,000 from last year, other than possibly the internet service. That's it.
Craig, yes. Do you have an increase built in for the part-time code officers for 2022?
No, we didn't do that for this year.
Okay.
Just because... Yeah.
Heather, can you point? Can you post the KVS comparables?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, here it is. You sent it. Never mind. You sent it. Just.
I did, but I can put this up too.
Oh, okay.
That way, Craig can see it.
Right. So let's see, billing expense.
Oh, wrong thing.
Equipment.
Bear with me a second.
Heather, where, I know obviously there's a new building expense, but where were the expenses that contributed to their heating and cooling and all that? Was there a line for that?
That would have been a line in the DPW buildings.
Oh, okay.
Section.
Okay. Got it. So we should look for some kind of decrease there. Okay.
Are all the utilities included in the rent?
Yes. This is all inclusive rent.
Yeah, because we'll need a minimum of keeping the heat on so the pipes don't freeze. But aside from that,
oh, you're talking about the old building, yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Then, you know, while you're doing that, recommendation for the old building, you might want to talk to Rob about it. But being that nobody's in there, it might be just a cheaper expense to winterize it and drain all the water and shut everything right off completely, power and everything.
Absolutely.
Yep.
The only thing is, if you do that, you know, I would recommend putting in, you know, some type of smoke detection system, even if they were battery backup ones.
Yep.
Just, you know, in case something does happen in there, at least you got some type of alarm going off for somebody to hear it. But if the building's empty completely,
yep,
just eliminate everything. This is a suggestion.
Nope, that's a good idea.
Yes.
Hopefully you'll sell it quick and you don't have to worry about it.
Hopefully.
Well, the way things are moving, I mean, geez, the properties are still selling pretty quick.
Are we waiting on the shared screen?
Oh, sorry, I had it paused. I apologize.
I think the first thing that comes to mind for me would be the other expenses and training line. Seeing how it seems like COVID is here to stay for foreseeable future, I'm guessing most trainings are going to be online. So I think it's safe for us to decrease that line to 1500.
Okay.
Okay, I will make that change.
Mayor, if there is a change in the training availability, we can always readdress it at that point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So the equipment increase is a computer.
The material and supply, the equipment
was what?
As well as the last year.
Last year it was 947.
All right, so I'm proposing 14, so that's an increase of only $547, right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, 400.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be more for that for a computer.
I think he has computers and material and supplies.
Right, that was an increase of roughly $1,500, I believe it was.
Yes.
So maybe the material is, and you know something, I didn't realize that, you know, it's a matter of $453. You know, you might be able to decrease that down to 9 something maybe. And again, with the idea if the car blows up, then we'll reapproach it anyhow.
Right.
That line's mainly the vehicle.
Oh, okay.
And the gas. And we don't use a lot of gas right around town, you know, doing our stuff here. And,
right.
And the few times I take it home with me during the winter months.
Yeah, so let's take that down to 900.
If you could, 950 would be good.
Okay, 950.
This is equipment, correct?
Correct.
Equipment.
So, Heather, his telephone and internet is not part of the Joe Vining contract, or is it?
It's two different things. The Joe Vining contract is about tech support and maintaining servers and all of that.
Right.
This is absolutely, this is like actual internet into the building and
Got it. Okay.
So,
Heather, do you know where we are to date with materials and supplies?
Yeah, it's right on that sheet. So right now, materials and supplies, they're at $5,174. But remember that was modified very recently for new materials and things for the new office.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that's why you see that big increase from the $7,000 budget to the $10,000.
Yes.
So presumably some of that can definitely come out, which he has done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can we take it back down to 7?
That's what my suggestion was going to be.
Well, I got there first.
Yeah, keep in mind that's the computer that's in there.
Right.
Usually we're at 7 and we added 15 for that new computer.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Hmm.
And that line there is for just that, the office supplies.
Yeah.
Paper,
I mean, even if we go to 7, it doesn't look like, you know, over the years you've spent 7.
Yeah.
Even with the computer added.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you look here, it's been roughly 6,000 the last 2 years. Yeah. So if you add 1,500 to that, you get 75.
Taking out the internet service, which is a $50 fee, and then it's $500.
I'm going to call it
$75 internet. Yeah, so that's added back into that line because that's going to be now on another line. So you're right. So it's probably, say, 63 plus another 575, say 600. So roughly 6,900. That sound right?
Yep.
With the computer.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, that was my error. Oops.
Okay. I'm sorry, I was making some notes, so can I just get, we're taking materials and supplies down to
69.
Seven?
Okay, seven.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't see anything else.
Nope. I guess that's it.
Okay, so the things I have is we reduced equipment down to 950.
Mm-hmm.
We reduced materials and supplies down to 7,000, which includes a new computer. And we reduced other expense training to 1,500.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Done.
Thank you, Craig.
Thanks, Craig.
Thank you. Is that it?
That's all.
I got a message for you from Nick Piro from the fire department.
Yes.
He is doing the fire department, which I guess is right after me.
Right.
He said, when they want to start fire, can you call them? You want me to just let them know they're ready?
That would be nice.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Be great. I'm on already.
Yeah, there you go.
There he is. So you guys are
Thank
all
you.
Set?
Yep.
I'm signing off.
Yep. Bye, Greg.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Greg.
See you.
Okay. Fire. Dan Goldman.
And then when you get a moment, can you throw up fire on the screen?
Yep.
Nick, just give us a few minutes. And...
No problem. Just let me know.
Okay, I didn't bother to put up the original document from Hudson Fire because they just had written numbers in on this sheet.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no added commentary to it. So I just pulled this one up.
Heather Hudson sent a new one
last night around 9 o'clock that had had all the bullet points on it. That's what I'm going to go off of. So, but he did send one to everybody last night.
Yes.
Okay. Let me find it. Hold on. There we go. Got it. And Nick, I remember that Hutch sent a follow-up email looking to increase a line item. And I'm not sure if I captured that or not, but I assume the spreadsheet will have the number that you're requesting and I can just compare against that.
Yeah, it's the fuel and light. It's not on the sheet that's up on the screen now. He requested it up to change it to 32,000 from this year, which was 27, and that was due to the solar initiative, which came up $7,000 as an unexpected cost last month, and was told it was going to be the same next year.
Okay.
I go line by line when everybody's ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we're ready.
Okay. The staff, the 01, 16,000, same as last year. That's our janitors for either station, as well as the secretary for the department. No change requested in that one. Our equipment, as you see, there is a just under $10,000 or just over $10,000 increase requested. That is to up our annual number of turnout sets of turnout gear that we've purchased to 15. We have been doing 10 per year, which is we have to replace guys' gear every 10 years or when worn out. We're getting about 7 or 8 years for most gear. We're also trying to get second set for some guys, which is also NFPA recommended. The problem is every time we drill, we go into a hazardous condition, we go into a fire, we pretty much do anything. We're required to take it out of service, clean it, disinfect it, dry it, which is 12-hour process. Which then we don't have, guys don't have anything to go to calls with, which would then render us out of service. So on the bottom, we have in there for gear, replacement of hose, after testing. We are almost, we're getting to the point where we'll be, have all of our hose will be replaced here in the next year or two. A few more radios that we have to replace that are above and beyond and outside of the grant that we just got. These are mobile radios that are in the trucks and miscellaneous tools, fittings, and other equipment that comes up in the year. So that's what the equipment is. Materials and supplies, request is the same. That's where it's been for years. Same thing for printing and advertising. The telephone and travel, it was up for $500, and that's just a increase trend that the commissioner's been seeing while paying the bills for the cell phones, the telephone at the stations, different things like that. The big one, the building expenses. In addition to what we normally do for repairs of the building, the HVAC service per year is over $4,000. We would like to continue with the replacement of the doors. Once the new ones that we ordered 3 months ago finally come in, and keep that going across the front of the building. Upgrades to the camera systems, key fob system, which has been going down on a regular basis at the central station. Getting up there in age, it was the first one in the building, and knock on wood, we haven't had many issues, but we're having issues lately with the system. And then miscellaneous repairs that come up as needed throughout the year, which happens regularly. Training remain the same. We are training in person. The academy's opened up. Different things like that. There are trainings guys have been waiting for that we're trying to put in for next year. We also get some different things in the training with props and different things like that for inside the firehouse. Maintenance of equipment, keep the same. That's all the service to the trucks, air packs, anything else that we have that's not the building is underneath that line. No more extra on the pagers. That gives us about to replace and repair about 8 to 10 pagers, the 3900. The fuel and light, I explained before, the increase to 32,000 for that unexpected cost that we just had last month. And it was the commissioner's understanding that that was going to continue to be in a cost out of our fuel and light line. And fuel's also back on the rise again from where we were even the beginning of this year and last year. Inspection day is the same, and record keeping is the same. No increase there.
Nick, what's the solar initiative that you're talking about? Is this common energy thing?
I believe that's what it was. I know we were in training for the new truck a couple weeks ago, and Tim got asked to come down to City Hall to sign a bill for just under $7,000 from Tracy for the solar initiatives, as he put it, that was signed into effect by the previous mayor, and he was advised that it was going to continue every year, that it was, they were playing catch up, and this is what happened.
Well, my understanding of that, though, is, and I know Sam up in DPW has been looking at this a lot and trying to figure it out because it's all been very convoluted, but there shouldn't be an increase, because the whole thing is that we're supposed to be seeing a significant decrease in utility bills, and right. Then they bill us back for basically 95% of the savings.
Right.
Okay. So I bet you are right that they were playing catch up. I can't remember when they started. I believe the resolution was signed back in 2019.
Correct.
And they didn't actually start this thing until maybe 6-7 months ago.
Right. And we just got the bill for the whole year for that time frame, but his understanding, okay, so maybe he may have misunderstood it as well. Hopefully it's not that much on top of our regular bill every year. So that was just his concern.
It's actually supposed to be a net savings of about either 5 or 10%. I can't remember.
It's 10% net savings, and we're talking about the First Light bill, right?
No, not First Light. It's a thing called Common Energy, and there's another there's another name for it as well. First Light's just a service provider. This is an agreement that was signed with Greenport Solar, and basically they...
That was the name.
Yeah.
Okay.
And basically, as I understand it, So Greenport Solar outsources basically the billing and collections to a company called Common Energy. What they do is they apparently interact with the utilities with our account numbers and get these discounts put on the bills so that our bills come in substantially less, but then Common Energy sends us a bill for 90% of what we saved. And we didn't get any of those until like 2 months ago.
So let me understand. This is a bill separate from the First Light bill. But it's providing, they're not part of the energy savings to the provided by First Light?
I'm not sure what the energy savings regarding First Light is.
Well, they were supposed to be 10%.
Okay, I'm just not familiar with that.
Okay.
If that's the case and we're not gonna get upcharged, then you know, by all means it is what it is. I know he's worried about now this year running short in the next month or two because of this almost $7,000 bill. I believe that's what it was. It was maybe six and change that we had to authorize last month.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can take it down because, yes, as I said, we should have been seeing a corresponding reduction in the monthly bills from National Grid. And if not, then we better get ourselves out of that agreement. The idea was not to spend more money.
Right. Yeah. No, I completely understand.
Okay, so shall we return that back to 27?
I would say, yeah. No.
20, wait, they're asking 25.
No, they're asking 32.
Yeah, they're
asking I'm looking at the other documents.
7,000 increase.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
that was the first thing I mentioned, Tom, that they had set an adjustment to the budget, but
yes,
on that printout.
Sorry, I'm looking at both at the same time. Yeah, 25, definitely. Oh, 27. I'm sorry, 27. Jeez, I'm looking at both documents on the same time. Excuse me. So, equipment. So, Nick, 74 represented just 10 turnout? Sets of turnout gear?
That was the 10 sets of turnout gear was part of that 74,000 for 2021,
mm-hmm.
Along with everything else.
Oh,
That's it. It's not just the turnout gear. There was kinds of other stuff that was in that money.
So in other words, if we stuck with 10, it wouldn't be that much of a reduction? Or would it?
Well, it looks like if there's $60,000 for 15...
Where do you see that?
Line, the point one, the first line underneath budget lines, 15 sets of turnout gear, 59,000.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. The prices went up a little bit over the last couple of increases just with state contract and different things like that. So
it's $4,000, a little under $4,000 per
set.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is coat, pants, boots, helmet, gloves, right, hood, so.
I mean, looks like for telephone travel, we could probably bring that down to 6.5.
All right, telephone and travel. Yeah, because even in 2019, it was under 6.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but this year we added every truck and vehicle has a tablet, which is on a cell plan, on a data plan, which has our mapping, our response, things like that. So that's why we increased it last year. And I know we've kind of seen it going up with the bills. I'm not sure where we're at this year.
I mean, we can go to 7.5 if you guys are comfortable there.
Mm-hmm. Heather, where are we at this year so far?
You're at 6,500.
6,500.
So
we still have October, November. We still have over 3 months to go.
If I extrapolate that out, it comes out to about $8,700.
Hmm. So we could at least take it back to 9,000.
Yeah.
So So this building expense, these are just to get doors to match the new doors?
That's part of it. And he's got on the bottom there that it's the 22 just for the doors. You know, that's saying we did two. That's all the expenses for the building. I know normally we only get, we've been getting about 20,000. That's, you know, HVAC services, that's, mm-hmm. Anything that breaks. Like we had one of the big valves in the, room in the, maintenance room where all the water and stuff comes into the building that had to be removed and replaced. That's our generator service, which is, I think, $25,000 or $3,000 a year. All those things are inside of building expenses that come out of our budget.
So I'm still not clear. So we already paid to get some doors replaced, right?
Correct. Yep.
And how many of those?
That we ordered three so far.
Okay. So I thought there was only like one or two that were having trouble, right? Or
well, we replaced the three under, and then we had said going forward we were going to try to do one or two per year.
Okay.
To finish them off.
Okay. So how about we do one this year and then one next year?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so that takes 11,000 out, right?
Yep.
Yeah, roughly.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's do that then.
Hold on one second. So that is three. That is building expenses minus 11. Okay.
There is the other expense too in there though was the upgrades and the repairs to the key fob system and the cameras inside the building. So.
Yeah, we're not touching that.
Right.
Nick?
Yes.
I would like to point out that you have a very tidy sum of money sitting in your fire donation line that could perhaps be used for some of these expenses.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about by very little sum of money. And I'm chuckling just like you are. I still have to try to park that out. I know some of that is for the dive team as well. Some of that money is actually earmarked already for some stuff for this year, stuff that's been ordered because we had gotten 34,000 from Galvin as well as 14,000 from Hudson River. The 34 was supposed to be for radios, the portables, which then the SAM grant finally came through. So we didn't have to use that. So that's actually been repurposed for some equipment that has not come in yet. However, it has been ordered. So most of that money is actually going to be used already. I'm just waiting until the SAM grant. I get the final signature and then I'm going to be ordering stuff for the SAM grant as well as that donation stuff. So some of that money has already been used.
Could
earmarked.
Could some of it be used for the radios that you have in your budget?
So some of it already is. However, that's not all of them. I was able to utilize what we had in that donation for some of it, and the rest was for the rest of the radios, the mobile radios, and the trucks. That's what was inside the budget. So we are using that for equipment to replace stuff. It just that's where we're at with and some of it. I know we moved a new line for the dive team, and some of that is actually still the dive team earmarked stuff for their equipment that we haven't asked. You know, we haven't put their equipment in our budget since the very beginning. They ride off the donations, the Polar Plunge and things like that for their equipment.
But are you saying that part of that 70,000 that's still sitting in grants, part of it's supposed to be moved into a dive team?
Yes, I just haven't had time to go through all of the paperwork to see what they had left and what should have been moved originally from previous year's donations to the dive team.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it's a little hard not knowing how much of your grant money is actually committed to.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, well, I can, so the 34 and the 14, so just under 50,000 of it is earmarked for equipment, for firefighting equipment. There's fans that were purchased. There are mobile radios that were purchased, as well as some nozzles and different things like that. And I believe, and I had spoke with Hutch, some of it he had actually taken out of this year's equipment. And I think some of it might have to get moved, obviously by resolution, from the donation line back into the equipment, as some stuff he didn't realize was supposed to come out of that donation stuff.
Why did we increase record keep? Why did we double record keeping in 2021? I don't recall.
That was increased last year.
Right.
That's each chief's record keeping. So that's what that was.
Right. But I mean, in 19 and 20, it was 3,000 each year. What happened that we doubled?
Right. The chief at Car One has always been the one that received the record keep, got the record keeping.
Uh-huh.
And all three of us are doing just as much. So
okay.
Now it's Car One is 3,000, Car Two is 2,000, Car Three is 1,000.
Ah, okay.
I mean, we could probably bring down the annual inspection too. It doesn't look like it's ever been.
Justin.
I mean, I would say at least 2,500.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. I agree.
So we're taking that 2,500, or we're taking it down by 2,500?
No, 2,500.
No, 2,500.
We split the difference between 10 turnout gear and 15 turnout gear without causing trauma.
Yeah, I mean, so are you thinking take that to 80?
Well, it's 4,000 per. So
I mean, if we got 12 instead of 15, that would be 12,000 right. Savings.
So we take it down to 73. Is that right?
Yeah. That works for me.
Yep.
Yep. So can we, can we keep our 74 too? Just trying to compromise.
Sure.
Yeah, that works for me as well.
Thank you.
Heather, I assume.
Yes, I'm in agreement. Sorry, I was busy typing. So what are we doing? We're going back to 74.2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a reduction of 10.8.
I don't see much else.
Yeah, I think that's...
What did we decide on the, sorry, on the building expenses?
To just go with one door this year and then the last one next year.
All right, so we took that down to 24 then, Heather?
Yes.
Building?
Yes, it was minus 11.
24, yes.
Yeah.
So I have... going down in order, 16, 74, 2, 2,500, no change, 1,500, no change, 9,000, minus 5, 24,000, just minus 7, no change on the 10, no change on the 69, no change on the 3,900, fuel and lights down to 27, and record keeping is at 6. And sorry, annual inspection is down to 25, and record keeping is at 6.
Yep. Do you have a total for that, Heather?
245.6.
Great. Looks good to me.
All right. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, appreciate Nick. It. Yeah. Bye. Take care. Bye.
Okay. What's next?
Next, I believe, is the senior center.
Yeah. Is Robin around?
I presume she's working, so she'll probably be here. I don't know. What's her actual schedule time?
Well, I believe it was... Hold on. Let me look.
Uh, 3:30. Oh, okay. Well, we can have a pleasant chat for 12 minutes.
You want to log that? Go ahead.
What?
Well, I was thinking over the weekend. Is there, do you think that there is any chance that this compliance stuff and the code enforcement compliance stuff could be covered under the housing justice grant? Since it's about trying to preserve and protect affordable housing.
The code enforcement, and what was the other one?
Just the general compliance stuff. Basically all the short-term rental stuff. I mean, not the tax collection, but just the...
Right. Well, it's funny you mention that, because I know you might recall that the other day I said something about increasing the mayoral aid's budget.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what I was going to suggest he start taking over. And, you know, I think this may be the idea where we'd get that money from to pay him $5,000 extra. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
If we can do it. I mean, we got to
talk. If we can do it, yeah.
Right.
Because I know what partially made me think about it, too, was because I saw something that Michelle mm-hmm. is also looking at, you know, who's in not in compliance, which made me sort of think that seems like it's an actually really good fit.
Right.
Under that umbrella.
Right. I know that they've been talking about trying to enhance code enforcement through that grant. So I don't know, or with that, let me step back. They've been trying to enhance code enforcement. Whether they've seen themselves as financing it is, I don't know. But we could certainly, I mean, that makes sense. Total sense. I mean, they want enhanced code enforcement for housing issues, and they have the money, you know?
Right.
I mean, people don't... It boggles my mind that no one seems to appreciate that Rebecca Wolf single-handedly got us $1 million grant. I mean, granted, a lot of it's earmarked, but a lot of it's not as well, you know? And this would be a way to perhaps, you know, I don't know, just using it for something that's necessary as part of that whole... mission of that grant. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Sounds like a we'll talk.
Worth exploring anyway.
I'm sorry, what?
I said certainly worth exploring anyway.
Absolutely.
I think we're scheduled to talk with Michelle tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, so.
Let's see. Yes. No. Wednesday. No? Wednesday. DPW is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right.
And I don't know if Tracy's changed it on the website yet, but we're going to just, we're not going to break it into out, you know, blocks and just going to have.
I saw
it,
that.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. That makes sense. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
So at least with fire, they have a tiny percentage increase now. Whereas originally it was, according to the other document, 10%. It's really tiny now.
Yeah, I can run a new one.
You can do that before we go to the next stage. Yeah, you don't have to do it now. Unless,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, I don't.
Yeah, I will get the revised, the round one
revisions
documents out to both of you before tomorrow's afternoon's meeting.
Great.
Okay.
Fire department increase is actually up 12.8%. Oh, you might have been looking at the adjusted budget, Tom.
Oh. Yeah, well,
and the adjusted budget has, you know, almost
right
$90,000 worth of donations in it.
Right,
so.
Gotcha. I was looking at the adjusted line.
Yeah, so I went from 243 to 274.
Looking again, to.
Oh no! I'm sorry.
Where am I here?
Forget what I said. I didn't have the right column in the board I ran. Apologies. That was their original quest.
Actual 242, original. Yeah, the 2022 request is 267, and they're only going to get 245 so far, so can't be an increase, right? Of that percentage.
.07%.
Ah, yes. Thank you. That's what I... Yes. Okay, let's go back to school. Uh-oh, where is everybody? Oh, there you are.
So, I'm going to step away for 1 second. I will be right back.
Yep. Excuse me.
Actually, Tom and Kamal, I'm going to send you a revised one to the senior center.
Oh, okay.
Just got a message from Robin saying she is unable to make it due to health reasons.
Oh no.
So I guess that's it for today.
Do you want to go through it anyway or postpone?
Let's postpone.
Okay.
Has she provided a narrative of any kind?
She did not. We had a discussion over the phone, and so I basically plugged in the information that we talked about. And I just sent you a revised one because I realized there was something missing in it.
Oh, yeah. Yikes. Okay. Yeah, I guess we got to postpone it. Presumably that personnel services will be broken down in some fashion.
I mean, I can tell you what that is right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm kind of curious.
Bear with me. I just have to get back to the, out of the reports and into the prep. So that is a director at $55,000, a clerk at $35,000, and a cleaner at
$15,600.
No. How much was the cleaner?
$15,600. I think that's $15 an hour for 20 hours a week for 52 weeks.
Okay, so we're done for today?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you all. I'll send out the Zoom soon for tomorrow.
Okay, great. Bye. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.